three contenders for Nancy Pelosi's District 14 congressional seat squared off at a debate forum, all Democrats. State Senator Scott Wiener, Supervisor Connie Chan, and progressive think tank co-founder Saikat Chakrabarty. They tended to agree on social policies like Medicare for all. Wiener sought to separate himself as a gay man, advocating for LGBTQ kids and trans people.
Why Marjorie Taylor Greene attacks me so much, it is because I have gone to the mat sticking up particularly for LGBTQ kids and particularly for trans kids, including authoring California's Trans State of Refuge law, authoring our HIV decriminalization law, authoring law after law to protect our community, even when it's not popular. Even when people in politics come to me and say, don't be so vocal about trans people. The polling isn't there. I don't give a damn what the polling says. I will never abandon this community. I will always go to the mat.
He pushed for a federal civil rights law for LGBTQ people. Wiener would be the first openly gay congressional representative of San Francisco. Chakrabarty, a former chief of staff to progressive Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, said his experience in Congress shows he knows how to get things done on Capitol Hill.
We said we wanted to introduce a Green New Deal to show Democrats that they needed to up the ambition on climate and treat climate not just as a crisis, but as an opportunity to build millions of high-wage jobs and reverse decades of economic devastation. We did that where an AOC did a sit-in in Nancy Pelosi's office on her first day in D.C. together with the Sunrise Movement. And she risked her entire political career to do that. But that one act changed everything. And through inside-outside organizing, we managed to get everybody running for president to respond, and that turned to Build Back Better, which turned to the IRA and passed and created the largest investment in climate in history.
Chakrabarty would be the first Indian American to represent San Francisco. Progressive Supervisor Connie Chan chouted her experience on the budget committee and pledged to promote San Francisco values in D.C.
To make sure that we can rebuild the middle class, that we can lower the cost of living, that we can have better wages, that we can actually love whoever we want to love and be wherever we want to be and not be afraid and not have to think that one day we may lose our family because now they're deported or worse, disappeared. And these are the things that American people, San Franciscans, and Californians are looking to us to do. And as your Congress member, I want to prioritize and make sure that I deliver for you, the working people in San Francisco, and that I bring back those resources to our city and to our state.
Chan would be the first Asian woman to represent San Francisco in Congress. There were at least two areas of disagreement, Gaza and a statewide billionaire tax. During public questioning, Chan and Chakrabarty agreed Israel's war in Gaza is a genocide and supported a California billionaire's tax. Wiener declined to state. Efforts are underway to put a tax on California's 200 billionaires on the ballot before voters. The eighth richest man in the world, the CEO of NVIDIA, told Bloomberg he'd be okay with it. The proposed one-time tax would raise an estimated $100 billion in revenue, funds that could be set aside for the state's healthcare system, education, and food assistance. This, as the state faces an $18 billion deficit and the threat of losses of federal funding under a hostile Trump administration. The billionaire tax, sponsored by the SEIU, Service Employees International Union, United Healthcare Workers West. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.